Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What is up, my Fightful fam? Welcome to the AEW Collision Post Show. I'm your host, Iridian Fierro, and Rick and Cresta have the night off. So joining me tonight is Grab City's own Phil Lindsay. Phil, how are you?
I'm good. Got a lot to watch today, a lot of wrestling, a lot of basketball, a lot to keep up with.
man, you probably have a busy day today, so thank you so much for joining me. I know it's a long one for you, but I appreciate it here. Now, you ready to put your Collision Cowboy hat on and talk about Collision?
Yeah, I feel like ever since Beyonce dropped Cowboy Carter, we've been seeing a lot more cowboy hats everywhere, so it feels only right.
Yes, and we had a really stacked card tonight. But before we get into it, if you guys want us to read your comments, make sure that you send in those super chats, send in those humper chats. Shout out to Drew, who will make sure that we get to all of those comments before the end of the show. And we opened up with a trios tag team match, and I was pretty excited to see this one. We got Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, and Eddie Kingston versus Top Flight and Action Andretti. And the reason that I was excited to see this one is because, of course, we're getting this trio tomorrow against the House of Black. And Mark Briscoe and Action Andretti started off the night, and Andretti was immediately going into like his kung fu like moves. He's like, I'm ready to fight, which I applaud him for that, right? I feel like he's always got so much energy and he's just so much fun to watch in the ring. But initially, what did you think of Action Andretti? Did you know that he was ready for a fight when he put on his moves immediately?
I did not. I thought that was a good response to Mark. I thought he looked great tonight. I continue to be impressed in him and Top Flight and the trios together. For longest, I've been saying those guys are next up. They should be the next trios champions.
Yeah. No, they're really good. I am a huge fan of Top Flight, and I really think that they've just been given a couple circumstances that have been unfortunate, but yeah. It's kind of hindered their, you know, flight to the top, you know, no pun intended. But but yeah, they were really, really great tonight. And we just got to see some really, really great stuff from Top Flight, and I'm just always super, super impressed by them. Dante was taking some heavy chops from Eddie Kingston, but he was able to tag in Darius, and he pretty much cleaned house. There was a quote triple clothesline times two is what Tony Schiavone called it, and it looked great. I'm such a fan of just like actually seeing like the cool moves being pulled off, because it's just something that's really, really cool. But ultimately Eddie picked up the win, and then the screen goes black. And Phil, I guess I played myself tonight because I didn't think that the House of Black was going to show up, but you know, I should have known better.
They're colliders, bro. That this is their show.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, I really just did play myself, but they cut a promo that was pretty much a warning. And Malachi said something along the lines of, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, in the comments, but basically it was like, I'm going to put you in a hole so deep, you're going to think you're in hell, which was honestly bars.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of great promos tonight, and I thought that this was really good. I thought that this was a great way to promote the match tomorrow at Dynamite. I think this is sometimes where Collision is at its best, because it's the show right before the pay-per-view. I think it works really good as a go-home episode. I feel like this episode of Collision worked better at a go-home episode than Dynamite did.
Ooh. Okay, now I think that's, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think that some of the promos that they had tonight were just kind of, they really nailed it in, right? That we're like, okay, this is really serious. We're getting some of the good championships put up, and the feuds have really been building up too. So I'm really excited for tomorrow. And I'm really glad that we got to see some of the people who are going to be in action tomorrow, in action today, because not only like, was it a warm up, but you know, it does get you excited. And yeah, we are on right now while the third hour of wrestling tonight is going on in Rampage, but we're like, no, we need to immediately cover Collision. And Van Twinblade, thank you so much for your chats. It says, Nigel is a menace on the 420 elimination match. He needs to be careful he doesn't roll an ankle or another joint. Haha. No pun intended, but pun intended.
Man, appreciate Van Twinblade as always.
Yeah, he's so, so great. Moving on, we got a promo for the Samoa Joe and the Swerve match. How are you feeling about this match tomorrow, going into it after this promo?
Man, very excited. Kind of in my feelings as a big Swerve guy. I want him to win, man. And I feel like he's going to, just because I'm heading out in the morning to go to St. Louis to go to Collision. So super duper excited for this match.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're going. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. I when I saw this match was announced and then the Ospreay match was announced, I did not want to miss those in person because it's right there. It's 4 hours away.
I know. And if you say 4 hours, like, it's not a lot, but it is a little, it's a little bit of a trek, but man, I think it's going to be so worth it. You're going to have so much fun. I'm very much jealous. All right, let's go right into the Powerhouse Hobbs match. And Don Callis comes out and the man is already in the ring, CJ Esparza. And I immediately knew, I'm like, this is not good. I don't have a good feeling about this. And Hobbs threw that man out of the ring and slammed him over and over on the apron. And I was devastated for this kid. Like, I'm like, I was like, this is not good, not good. And he tossed him back in. Then he put him in an Argentine backbreaker. And it was all too much for CJ. It was all too much for me. And I completely understand why they tapped. What did this look like for you, you watching it at home, Phil?
Yeah, I knew when we saw the size difference and Hobbs getting in there, I was like, oh yeah, this is basically going to be a squash match for Hobbs. And that's what it was. It was just an exhibition where Hobbs got his shit off, threw him around and ragdolled this poor guy. But it made Hobbs look great.
It did, you know. And then, you know, Hobbs picking up the win after the tap. Don Callis gets in the ring. He gets on the mic. And Peoria was not feeling him at all. And no. I can't blame them. You know, Don Callis, I was laughing because he is literally the same height as Hobbs. So that kind of took away a little bit of the power and the powerhouse Hobbs for me. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that you guys were the same height. But Don Callis gets on and he starts talking about how Will Hobbs's match against Mox will now be for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship on Dynamite. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that that's very cool for Hobbs. We don't get to see a lot of black men challenge for that belt. So I think that's really cool. And I'm glad that Mox is going to be present as champion. That was one of those things I was a little bit worried about when he won on Saturday. I was like, all right, is he only going to do the Japan shows and New Japan Strong shows? But because he cut that promo on Dynamite, I was like, man, the show is just so much better when Mox is there. So I'm glad that he's going to be there. I'm glad he's going to be defending the belt on Dynamite. And I think Hobbs is a cool first challenger for him.
And were you there at Windy City Riot when Mox won this championship? I was there, too. I was like, I feel like Phil is here. I couldn't pin it.
I was
like,
tweeting.
He's here somewhere. I see it. But yeah, man, seeing him win that championship and just the promo that he cut afterwards, that would just
so hype.
It made my heart so happy. What a great time for Mox. And I think he's going to do right by that championship. And yeah, I am glad that he's defending it against Hobbs. We don't see Hobbs in the title picture too often. And with a man like Mox, I think it's going to be a great match. So we'll see how that goes on Dynamite. But afterwards, we got a promo for Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson's match, which I'm tonight's theme of the promos building up to the pay-per-view. Fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were
absolutely.
Really, Jericho then comes on the screen and he's apologizing to Hook. You know, he's asking for a match for the FTW championship tomorrow. And I was confused because I'm like, wait, you're apologizing, but your way of apologizing was asking for a match. That's not how you apologize. I don't think Chris Jericho gets it. This was not the right way to do it. Phil, would you accept an apology like that?
No, because it very much feels like he still doesn't understand what people are upset about him about with him. And he's kind of trying to do this unironic thing with the Jericho Vortex and all the internet bits where it's just like, no, I'm helping people. What are you guys talking about? Look, I've helped this guy. I've helped that guy. I just want to help Hook. And I'm just like, I just want you to leave this kid alone, man. Just leave him alone.
He's like a stalker. And Kate made me laugh because she posted something on Twitter that was like, Jericho looks like a guy who like texts Hook like 3 times in a row, or like, and then Hook will be like, oh, I'm with my boys or something like that, or like, new number, who's this? Twitter is having the time of their life with this feud. I don't know where it's going. I absolutely do not think that Jericho is going to take that championship off of Hook. There's no way. I feel like Hook is that forever champion for that championship, right?
He can't. There's no way. Like, if Jericho wins this thing tomorrow, I have no idea where we're going. I don't need to see this feud extended. We've had enough. Just give Hook the win and move on.
I just don't know what they're doing with Jericho. And especially when they paired him up with Hook, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. Not because the stuff that Jericho is in isn't good, but I feel like they've just kind of been wishy-washy with him. Like, they're kind of like just not sure what to do. So they're kind of like playing around with putting him in different spots. And I think Hook, not to say can have better feuds, that's no shade, but I think Hook could be doing more stuff. And people are going to be like, oh my God, but it's Chris Jericho. You know, he's fighting Chris Jericho. That's going to be a great match. And it is. But like, what are we going to do after this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think the follow-up matters here. If the follow-up is good, then I'm fine with it. I was wondering, of course, after you had the big match with Samoa Joe earlier this year, all right, you've got to start pushing this guy. You got to start doing more with him. I want to see him more on TV. And I think this is a step in the right direction, putting him with a star as big as Jericho. But, man, I don't need to see this feud go on for 3 months, man. Don't do this to us.
Please, no 3 months. No 3-hour shows. I absolutely agree with you, Phil. We're on the same page on that one.
Yeah, give him the win at the pay-per-view and then move on. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh my God. Guys, make sure you continue to send in your super chats, your humper chats. Drew is monitoring all of that for us. Again, shout outs to Drew. He's always so great. Let's move on to the next match of another tag team. We got the Acclaimed versus the Guns, and Jay White is accompanying the Guns out to the ring. And my first thought is like, where is Juice? We have no update on Juice Robinson. I'm in my feels. Are you also in your feels, Phil?
I miss Juice, man. Like, I didn't expect to like Juice as much as I did as a member of this group. And he's the heart and soul of this group, man. We need Big Juice back, man.
And I really thought he was going to come back when they kind of broke away from the Acclaimed. I thought Juice was going to come back and say, like, what are we doing with the Acclaimed? We don't need them. And then that didn't happen. And then we kind of saw him in the background in a promo, you know, when Jay White was gardening. So I'm just wondering when he's going to show up. Maybe tomorrow, maybe at Double or Nothing. I don't know what's more likely, but moral of the story, I miss Juice. And I feel like a lot of us miss Juice. He was the Collision Cowboy.
Yeah, definitely missing Juice. We got a very funny comment last week on Grapsity because Mr. C had just passed away and we were giving our condolences to him. And somebody afterwards was like, no rest in peace to OJ. Listen, Juice Robinson is the only Juice we acknowledge around here. Let that be known.
Period. Okay. I am cackling. Oh, my goodness. Some comments are wild. They truly are. I respect it, though. I respect it. The Acclaimed gave their mic a chance tonight. You know, we got to see Max Caster holding a mic, and he did a rap, and I was like, oh, we gave him a mic. Interesting. So he's talking about how, of course, it's 420. And then it made sense in my head. I'm like, duh, of course, Max is going to come out and say about 420. And then, of course, he says ass boys again, and everyone loses it. What was your thought as soon as you saw Max with the mic?
I was like, buddy, hope this is good. And it was fine. I thought it was good. Yeah, because he's had a lot of misses lately. And so I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, I wonder what was the thought process into it. But I guess they, you know, tomorrow's a pay-per-view and they don't have a significant spot in the pay-per-view. So they're like, we'll just do it now. But Cresta and I had talked about previously how they should kind of save the wraps from Max Caster to like big pay-per-view events like that, right? Those are our thoughts.
I just think that he should do less of them because they feel less special when he does them every episode. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't need to do them every episode at this point. I can get down with him doing them like the week before a pay-per-view or the week before a big feud or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Guns walked in the ring and then they immediately walked out and Tony Schiavone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He gets on the mic and it's like, all right. He says, if the Guns walk out, then there will be no match for them tomorrow at Dynasty. And the Guns immediately got back in the ring. And I know that's right. Okay. You're not going to mess with Tony Schiavone. And of course, Tony Khan threatening them with that no match tomorrow. Colton was hit with a scissor me timber right off the bat. And Max Caster had Austin in a corner and it was just constant blows to the face. Anthony had a...
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
An accidental run into Max and Colton almost took advantage of that. But Austin then calls for the 310 to Yuma and Bowen saw it coming. And of course there was a blind tag, but man, there was just some craziness going on in this match. And Colton rolled up Max and held onto the rope. And then Jay White, of course, no hate to Jay because I love Jay, but he always got to come and interfere, right? He puts the bat into the ring so Colton can hold on to it and they picked up the win. And I guess the feud between the Acclaimed and the Guns continues. Phil, where do you hope that this feud goes to?
I feel like Bullet Club Gold has to win tomorrow night. I feel like this is the right thing. Unify those belts, merge those belts. We do not need two sets of trios belts. And I don't know, seeing these guys tonight just kind of confirmed what I've been saying for a minute, confirmed what I said earlier on Grapsody, that the Acclaimed are just better as a tag team, man. I'm ready for them to go back to being a tag team.
Yeah, I do like, just, I feel like the Guns especially, they also need to get pushed. I love the Acclaimed, and they were just on such a quick rise to the top, and I feel like it was diminished for a little bit because I was at the, I want to say it was All Out, that, you know, Chicago was cheering for them. They wanted them to win those titles, and when they didn't, I feel like it was putting AEW in a spot of like, man, I think we should have put them on there, but we'll just do it at the next pay-per-view, and I feel like that kind of hindered with their success a little bit. But yeah, I'm not all in on the Acclaim like I used to be. I feel like now is the time for the Guns, and you really have something good with them, and especially with Jay White. And once Juice comes back, then you can really focus on pushing the Guns a little bit more. But man, yeah, I thought this was a pretty good match. What did you think about this match overall?
I enjoyed it. I think both of these teams are great as a tag team. And of course, there was All Out. That was, of course, the night that another famous thing happened in Chicago. But yeah, one of the more positive things that happened was that tag match and how over the Acclaimed were. And they're not as hot as they were, but they still continue to be a really good tag team. I just enjoy them more as a duo. That's not a knock at Billy. I just think that they're better as a tag team.
No, and eventually, you know, I don't know when it's going to be, but you know that we're going to get Billy back with his kids. And I know that the arena, whenever that happens, is going to explode, because then this is going to be the start of a new group, of a new trio that I feel like could really give the trios division a run for their money. And I know the merch is just going to go amazing. So I'm ready for it. we then go backstage and we get Lexi Nair interviewing Bryan Danielson, and he has his hair down. Okay. He means business. The hair was not in a braid. It was not in a bun. I knew it was going to get rough tonight. He says he was feeling alive and he seemed excited for his bunkhouse match, which I have no idea what that was. This is the first time I heard of it tonight.
Me neither. I've never heard of a bunk. I guess I've heard that term before, but I was just like, what does that mean? What is the rules of this match?
I know. And then my immediate thought too, I was like, bunkhouse, treehouse. That's where my mind went. And I'm like, what could a treehouse match be? Like, I am confused. Why didn't they just say a like no disqualification match? Like,
yeah,
that's what the stipulation was. Anyway, Will Ospreay interrupts and he says that he has nothing to do with what's been going on backstage. And clearly Bryan does not believe him and he walks away. Do you believe Will Ospreay?
I do. I think that I do. I believe him. And I think that Don is doing Don things, but doesn't really have anything to do with Ospreay. Ospreay just wants to win his match.
Yeah. And you know what? I believe him too. And I feel like that might come back to bite us because we believe him right now.
I think it would be absolutely a choice, as over as Ospreay is right now, to go full on and make him a heel. And you're going to put him next to somebody in Don that gets so much heat. Like, that'd be a very odd decision. This guy is really hot, man. I think you got to keep pushing him the way he is.
I feel like the idea for Will Ospreay coming into AEW was to have him as a heel. And the fact that he's so over with the crowd right now, that made them kind of like be like, oh, okay, maybe we have to keep him as a babyface. They maybe weren't expecting this. That's what it seems like to me. But yeah, I don't think he's got anything to do with it. I feel like he really was honest in saying that I want Danielson as healthy as possible because I want to fight him in the best version of himself. And I truly believe that. But we could be back here next week talking about how, wow, we were really played.
Yeah. True Monger is saying that a bunkhouse match was a dusty road match type. So that makes sense. I know I've heard it before, but I'm just like, what does that mean? Like, he's saying, well, no, he says the bunkhouse stampede rather. It's a dusty match.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and look. Thank you so much. Very interesting. Yeah. I'm telling you, when I first heard that, I'm like, what kind of match? I didn't know. I thought this was just a regular tag team match. I didn't know we were in for a stipulation, but, it was great. And then right after that, we got a promo from Toni Storm, and boy, can Toni Storm cut a promo, right, Phil? She's amazing. Phil, yeah. What are your thoughts on this promo? Oh, Phil's a little stuck. It's okay. She was covered in like red makeup, in blood. I don't know what it was, but she's just always great. She's so creative with what she says. Phil, what did you think about Toni and this promo tonight?
This promo was incredible, man. Coming out and still having all of the makeup and stuff over her face from the segment with Rosa from Dynamite. Mm-hmm. And starting it was like, I want you to keep this in color. I want you to see my face. I want you to see what she did to me. So cool. And her getting into it and saying, look, you may be a warrior, but I am a star. And so good at just getting into also like, you know, I did everything you could not do with this belt. You could not hold the weight of this belt. And that's why I had to show up. So, so good. This was an incredible promo.
God, she was talking about like something about like she making love to her demons or something like that. She's like, man,
yes,
insane. Like, I don't know. She spent all week probably writing this. It was amazing. Amazing. And she really sold it. Honestly, till you mentioned it right now, I didn't even notice that it was in color. And of course, she did that purposely for a reason. Man, it's just, she's just doing her best work, honestly, in promos. I wouldn't say in ring because we don't get to see her a lot in ring, but this story has really just pushed her to the top, and not even like of a star, but like of her work. And shout outs to her, man. She's doing so good.
Yeah. This might sound like blasphemy because they also got Athena and, you know, now they have Mercedes. But I think in terms of what she's done now, like collectively what Tony has done with AEW, I think she's been the best WWE signing to come from there. As like out of the women, I think she's the best. She's been the most consistent, I think, in terms of like the matches and championship stuff as Athena. But Tony's been a really, really good signing for them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, Athena has had just a fantastic run. And the only thing that's like been hindering her is, no shade, but it's the fact that she's on Ring of Honor and a lot of people don't watch Ring of Honor. We get more exposed to Tony. But man, just two really, really great pickups for AEW. Guys, we're nearing the end of the show. So make sure you send in those super chats, send in those humper chats. I still have so many notes. I have so many notes to go. We're getting like an hour. Lord Jesus. So let's talk about this Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli match versus Konosuke Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher in this match that we didn't know what it was, a bunkhouse brawl. As soon as I saw Bryan Danielson come out with his jeans and his little knee pads over the jeans, I knew that this was not going to be good, okay? I knew that this match was going to be chaos. I knew that there was going to be blood. And chaos there was, man. Takeshita and Kyle didn't even wait to come out, you know, their little entrance. They immediately attacked BCC, and then they went straight for the crowd. And at this point, I was like, man, I wish I would have gone to the show. I feel like this one would have been a great one to see live. Did you have a little bit of FOMO, Phil, during this match or during any match of the card tonight?
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that Collision was in Illinois. It's in Peoria tonight. So it was close. I've never actually been to Peoria, so I have no idea what's down there.
Yeah, me neither. But I like looked how far it was, and it was like two-ish hours, 2.5 hours. And I said, nope, for a Collision, love Collision.
Nope.
But unless it's in Wintrust Arena, or, you know, somewhere here. No, it's not happening. Sorry. But I did have a little bit of FOMO because I'm like, oh, man, they could be in the crowd right in front of my face. Like, I could be me, yeah, you know, helping them, helping the BCC, whatever. But let's talk about this match. So Danielson was trying to choke out Kyle Fletcher. And I don't know with what it was, if it was like a belt, a shoestring, a camera cord. I don't know what it was. But he immediately chose violence. And I appreciated it. Takeshita bit Claudio, and I covered my eyes halfway. I was looking like this. I'm like, there's no way this is happening right now. There was just too much to look at, and it was a lot. Phil, what did you think about this match as it was starting?
This match was absolutely crazy. Some crazy spots. Takeshita digging his fingers into Brian's forehead. Oh my God. I was like, please, you have a match tomorrow. Like, you have a match with Will Ospreay. Please be careful.
Man, a lot of times when I see these things, I'm like, you have my money already. I paid you. You know, especially when I go to wrestling shows and they do this, I'm like, I paid you already. You have my money. You don't got to do all this crazy stuff. But I appreciate it. You know, it's the love of the sport. Claudio swung Takeshita tonight. And Cresta and I talk about this all the time, about the most disrespectful moves in wrestling. And this is one of them, okay? I'm so sorry that people get swung. That's got it. That's so embarrassing. I felt so bad for Takeshita. I'm like, sir, how do you go back to the locker room after that? After getting swung by Claudio? Couldn't be me. Kyle throws a chair at Brian as he's flying out of the ring. And then they cut back to the action. And when, by the time they cut back to Bryan Danielson, he's bleeding. And I said, oh my God, I knew it. I knew there was going to be blood, and I hate it, but I live for it. And I know Brian loves to bleed. And he talked about this a little bit, in the promo that he cut, but we'll get to that. As soon as you saw the blood, what was your initial thought? Phil, did you think, oh, it's about time, or, you know, it's too soon for blood?
I immediately thought, like, this is two nights in a row. We got Kevin Owens getting rolled out last night with the blood all over his face. And then tonight we got blood. I'm like, man, we're back, baby. Wrestling with blood is back.
It's too much for me. This is too much for me, man. They also show Bryan Danielson all bloody again. And Nigel, can we talk about Nigel McGuinness? Nigel McGuinness.
What a guy.
Yes.
What a guy.
He talks about, well, he said Danielson was attractive to start with. You know, he's going to need plastic surgery. Nigel, sir, please. He can't keep getting away with this.
He can't keep getting away with it.
You know,
I feel like he's going to keep getting away with it, though.
Quick story time. I met Nigel at WrestleCon, and he's a great guy. But of course, I was like, oh my God, I love listening to your commentary on Collision. And you know what he said to me? He said, I love calling Bryan Danielson a clam digger. He said that during our interaction. And I'm like, sir, you're not even on TV right now. He's just ready. He's got beef with
on site.
Yes. And you know what? We were talking a little bit about rap beef before we started recording. This is wrestling beef. This is what I need to see. I need to hear Nigel cut some bars, and then I need to hear Bryan Danielson's take on it, because Lord Jesus, this is all too much. Way too much.
Yeah, he just seems like he's just a nice guy when it comes to everything else. And then when it comes to Brian, he's like turns into Crocker from Fairly Odd Parents, where it's just like, Brian! He's like jumping around, like screaming, like, Brian Danielson!
Oh my God. Yeah, he's like a dog when they see the squirrels automatically, like, squirrel, like his focus out the window and only on Bryan Danielson. Takeshita was also on the receiving end of some yes kicks and then a spin kick. There was a double brain busters from Kyle and Takeshita to the BCC. And then Hobbs comes out, which I'm like, of course Hobbs is going to come out, right? But I did not expect Mox's music to hit. And I'm like, here we go. This is what I've been waiting for. I'm ready for it. And man, did they deliver. What did you think when Hobbs and Mox came out?
I was surprised to see Mox. I did not know Mox was there. But I guess I should have figured once we got the announcement that it was going to be an IWGP World Heavyweight title match on Wednesday. Yeah. But I thought that this was a great way to not just build to the pay-per-view match, but also build to the stuff with Mox and Hobbs next week.
Yeah. And there was definitely a lot going on during this match. And also while Mox was out there, I'm like, Yuta, where are you? Like, give me, I know he's injured. Give me a video package. Give me a voicemail. Give me something. I need a sign of life, a tweet, something, sir. I went to the Ring of Honor show in Philly, and Yuta's from Philly. So I kind of expected, you know, him to show up because he is the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, but he didn't. And I'm like, man, they could have at least shown a little video package. He could have made an Instagram video, something to give us a sign of life, but they didn't. So I don't know the severity of his injury, but I'm hoping that he comes back because he has missed. I do miss seeing Wheeler Yuta on the BCC. I thought he, as the youngest member of the group, he really added something. He had this drive. He was having these great matches with Daniel Garcia, with Lee Moriarty. And I think this injury, very unfortunate, but at least put him on TV, put him on the screen at least.
Yeah, I miss Big Utes. It's funny that you mentioned it because I'm like, wow, you were at Supercard of Honor, but that's right. I did see you in Philly. It just sounds funny. Like, this is now like almost 2 weeks in a row. I was like, oh, we're in the same building. Okay.
You know what? It's so crazy because we were partying together. We were at Wally Mania. We chatted for a little bit. And then I feel like Philly, there was just so much going on and everyone was doing their own thing. But there was a moment where it was you, me, Reg, and Cresta. And we're like, okay, a little Fightful crew, ready for it. I totally missed Sean. I heard Sean was in there. And
yeah, I saw Sean.
I completely missed him. And I'm like, wow, me being in the same building as my boss, and I didn't get to see him. So maybe next time. But it was fun. We all partied for a little bit. So
Sean came and said hello. I was standing by the bar. He had a whole suit on. It was funny. He was in the back doing media stuff, apparently. But I did see him.
Shout outs to him. Shout outs to you, boss. Love to see it. What did you think about Brian's comments after the match? Because he also gave a fantastic promo.
Yeah, that promo was so great. I love Brian. Him explaining what his idea of heaven is and saying that his idea of heaven is being in this ring, bleeding for you guys. I'm going to be really sad when he's no longer wrestling at full time anymore, man. And I'm trying not to think about it, but he's just so great. And I think this year has just been reminding us at every time of just how good he is at the wrestling, how good he is at just being a complete and utter maniac and cutting these incredible promos, man. He's just, man, one of the best to ever do it.
Man, I don't want to think about that moment when he's, because I feel like I know I'm going to be crying. You know, Bryan Danielson has just done so much in AEW. It's been crazy to see what he's been able to do, especially after WWE, because, you know, that whole Yes movement was amazing to see in itself. And now coming to AEW and kind of getting his like dream matches that he's always wanted to do, it pulls at your heartstrings, man, because you're like, this guy's just a fantastic wrestler. He's definitely one of the greatest of all time to do it. And it's just, I feel like Brady needs to give him another year, you know?
I don't think it's going to happen.
But, you know, as we're still going to see him. He's still going to be, you know, behind the scenes. He might be commentating. He might be helping. So it's not the last time we're going to see him. But, like, wrestling-wise, it's just going to be a little devastating. But we'll cross that road when we get to it, right? He was talking about how when some people think about heaven, they think about like 40 virgins. But again, like you said, his heaven was him standing in the ring, bleeding in front of a crowd. And I just felt that. I felt that from his heart. It reminded me of the speech that he was giving when he talked about Brie saying that, like, if you fight for your dreams will fight for you, which also still pulls at my heartstrings. He's just so great. I love Brian. I feel like we could talk about Brian Danielson for a whole hour.
Tears, man. Like when he came out of retirement, he cut that promo. It's still one of the greatest things he's ever done, in my opinion. Him cutting that promo and him looking back and he had the WrestleMania sign behind him. Tears, man. I was literally in my house crying watching it.
Oh, my goodness. Just great, great stuff. And then right after that promo, we go backstage to Stokely, Chris Statlander, and Willow. And we got an FU promo from them. Does FU mean the same thing to you as it does to Stokely or to Chris Statlander and Willow? Because they said it meant fired up, okay?
Yeah, I love Willow cutting her promo and Stat hyping her up in their goofy, cheesy way and her saying, I'm fired up, and then Statlander giving that short for FU, and it's just like, I don't think that's what that means, but they kept going back and forth, and I was wondering, like, as wholesome as all of this was Willow really going to get fired up here? And she did. Willow actually said a curse word here. I was like, oh, we're here.
Slow down now, Willow. We're, you know, keep it PG here, man. These three are ridiculous in the best way possible. I love what Stokely really adds to Chris Statlander and Willow. It's just something that's, his comedic timing is impeccable, right?
So great.
And yeah, what he's just been able to add to that trio, I don't know where they're going next, but I'm happy to be on this ride with them because it's just hilarious. I genuinely thought they were going to slip up and say the F word. I genuinely thought that because, you know, fired up is short for FU. You know what FU short for? And fired up. And I'm like, oh my God. And Stokely was just looking at Chris, like waiting for something to happen. So this was a little fun promo. Maybe my favorite promo of the night next to Toni Storm, because hers was just so good. So of course, 20 minutes into the second hour, you know what time it is. Time for a women's match. And we got Sky Blue versus legit Layla Hirsch. And Sky had the upper hand immediately. So as soon as the bell rung, she hit a spinning neck breaker onto the apron, onto the outside, which literally looked disgusting. It kind of rocked Layla. It would have rocked me. Honestly, maybe that would have taken me out. That would have been too much. If I was in that move, definitely would have taken me out. She also hit a cartwheel and elbow shot to the face, which looked fantastic. I love to see Sky Blue in the ring because week after week, she just gets more vicious. She gets better. Her hits get harder. And I think you've just been able to see her progression. And she's doing so good, right, Phil?
Man, she has improved so much, man. Just seeing her progress, just not just in the ring, but as a character. She's going to be one of those, like, eventually she's going to win a singles title there. And we're going to be able to say we followed her entire story from being, like, on a tiered contract all the way up to this point. It's just been so cool to watch it, man. And Layla's one of those people where, man, she's so, so good. I wish that they would use her more on TV, man. Those suplexes she was hitting, man, fire, man. She's one of those that I think with, like, the right push, she can be great.
Yeah. And Layla is small, but she packs a big, big punch. You know, I feel like she hits bigger than she is. And you can't really say that for a lot of people. So she's fun to watch. But Layla started to get some momentum, but it definitely wasn't enough to pick up the win. It was kind of a quick match, and I was kind of disappointed. But what did you think about this quick women's match?
Yeah, I think it was quick, but I enjoyed seeing these two in the ring together. We haven't really seen them interact much, and I think it was a good matchup. I thought it was great for what it was. Like you, I would have liked to see more, but I mean, it was great for what it was.
Yeah, I agree with you with the fact that, you know, Sky Blue is one day going to win a championship, and we're going to be like, wow, we were really able to follow her progression. And someone that I also see in that position is Anna Jay. I think we don't get to see enough of her. I think every week, every time we see her in the ring, she gets better. So yeah, it's just the women in the division, like, there's some that really go, not to say unused, but I guess underutilized. And when they get back in the ring, you're just like, man, you see it. So it's just tough when you only get one women's match. But, yeah. You know, well, what are you going to do about that? Yeah, any final thoughts about this women's match?
Yeah, I thought it was good for what it is. I think that I would love to see Layla be one of those people that gets inserted into the TNT title picture eventually. Because she's just so great. I think all the time, like, why are they not using her more on TV? Maybe they just don't have the right character or anything, but I just think she's great.
Yeah, because, you know, they were using her on Ring of Honor a little bit, and she was working with Maria. She was trying to recruit her. But I don't know why that didn't work out. I don't watch a lot of Ring of Honor, but I'm glad that we got to see Layla tonight on Collision. Maybe she can make Collision her home. You know, we have a lot of great women on there that get featured. And if she's going to put matches out like the one that she did with Sky, you know, why not?
Yeah. Did I say TNT? I meant TBS.
She can go for both titles, okay?
Listen, man. Both Turner Broadcast, whatever.
Whichever one that it is, okay?
Whichever one it is. You know what I mean. You know.
I get
the Turner branded title for the women.
All right. Well, before we get into our main events, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey, guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Thank you so much to BetOnline for sponsoring today's video. Who did you have your money on tonight, Phil? Did you have your money on Okada and the Young Bucks and the Elite, or Pac and FTR?
Definitely the new formed Elite, because those guys don't lose. Like, they're money.
Exactly. The rain of money comes out every single time. So I need to be at one of those shows to collect one of those bucks, man. So I need to be close enough to catch one, because I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Frame it. I don't know, but they look really, really cool. So let's get into this main event. We got to see Pac and Okada, honestly, as the MVPs of this match. These guys were putting in the work, and not to say that FTR and the Young Bucks weren't, but something about Pac and Okada, I need to see that match so many times going forward. I need to see a best of seven. I don't care. I thought it was great. Phil, what are your thoughts on this match?
I got completely thrown off because I just looked down at my phone and apparently Matt Hardy is back with TNA. Wow.
Oh, wow. That's huge. Honestly, my money was that he was going back to WWE. But that's crazy.
Sorry, what was the question? That just completely threw me off.
No, who did you have your, what did you think of Pac and Okada? I was saying that they could have a best of seven. They would be amazing for me. But what did you think about this match?
Very excited for that match for tomorrow night. That was definitely one of those that I was excited to see in person. Definitely want to be at that show to see those two wrestle. But I feel like this episode of Collision showed us how great trios wrestling is. And it's just like, man, why can't you do that more with the belts? Like give the actual champions these kind of matches on a regular basis. And I don't think people would be so down on those belts because trios wrestling is fun, man. And there were, man, the matches we got tonight were just so good. This match was great. Really, really good main event.
Yeah. Pac was able to hit a tilt-a-whirl backbreaker on Nicholas Jackson because I'm a little scared to say the shortened version of 10 out of 10 execution. That looks fantastic. Pac just be pulling some stuff off that I'm like, bro, how do you do that? This man is so intimidating. I was behind him once at a coffee shop. I think it was StarCast. Or no, it might have been Double or Nothing. And he's intimidating, okay? He was wearing sunglasses, and it looks like he just doesn't want to talk to anybody. I was a little scared. And he lives who he is, all right? It's not just a character, guys. He's like that. There was a Tree of Woe mishap to the Young Bucks, which they might be feeling tomorrow. It looked unfortunate, and I'm sure it felt unfortunate too. Okada's torso looked disgusting. They showed him in the ring, and it was just the chops were marked on him, the marks that he has on his arms. Terrifying. Dax tried a sharpshooter while the Bucks were being held back, but they escaped. And then we had a super kick party. It's never a Collision without a super kick party. There was a lot of
it used to be.
I can't with you. There was a lot of pins being broken up as a team, which I appreciate seeing because I just think that adds to the chaos. It's so much fun. Then a shatter machine was given to Nicholas Jackson, and Pac was left in the ring. And, you know, when he gets to the top rope, it's over. Pac picked up the win. And I was like, oh, interesante. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. What are your thoughts? What did you think about this match?
Yeah, I thought this was great. I thought the finish was great. Dax always kind of shows out in some of these matches. I thought he was great. And the few exchanges he had with Okada, I was like, man, go figure. I kind of want to see this singles match now because this was really good.
Yeah. No, man, I don't know. I feel like the FTR and the Bucks, you know, the chemistry that they have, it's just, you can always see it on screen, right? These matches that they have really, they show up and show out. And it's like, you're never going to get bored of seeing these guys fight each other. They can fight each other for the rest of their careers and always give us something different in their matches. Of course, the Young Bucks were like, no, this is not how we're going to end it. All right. We're still going to attack you. And then Danny Garcia comes out, which was a nice surprise. I wasn't expecting Danny Garcia to go and help out FTR.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to see Garcia either. So I was very surprised by that. I popped big for it.
And he came out in his new t-shirt. So he's ready to sell that merch. You know, I'm wondering where this is going to end up taking Danny Garcia, because I thought he was going to be integrated in FTR and we didn't get that. So now I'm just wondering again, like, what are they doing with Danny?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if he's going to end up back in the TNT title picture, because it seemed like he kind of had some unfinished business there with Cope. Well, other than that, I don't know. Maybe him and FDR will eventually challenge for the trios belts. I don't know.
I mean, like, I feel like a lot of things could get tossed up in the air, but I also think that they're kind of also unsure what to do with Danny, much like they're kind of unsure what to do with Hook. So I don't know. Same thing with like Shane Taylor Promotions. I feel like with Lee Moriarty, they just kind of don't know. And like, my thing is like, all right, just put these guys on TV and have them fight each other every single week. Like, you get to see the young guys show off, make another Continental Classic. It doesn't need to be so often, because I know Tony was like, all right, I'm so ready to, you know, kind of back to back them. But I'm like, all right, and we do need to give it some time. I need to see a little bit more from that side, because we see Chris Jericho, we see Jeff Jarrett, we see, you know, a lot of the older talent, and that's no shade, there's no ageism, okay, but just want to see the young guys a little bit more, because we know, like, these are the guys that you can really build your division around. You know, Ricky Starks, I know he's with Big Bill right now, but like, these are your guys who you can say in like 5 years, they are the face of the company, right?
Yeah, man, A-Shock might be onto something.
I don't know. Crazy stuff.
Garcia versus Okada for the title. Here in Continental Classic. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. DG versus Okada for a title. Could be. But then again, taking that title off of Okada? Like,
that's no. Awful, I don't think Garcia is going to win it. But like, just as a one-off match, I'd be all for that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like we can fantasy book so many things for Danny, for Lee Moriarty, for Wheeler Yuta when he gets back. But can you guys tell I'm salty about Wheeler Yuta not showing up in Philly in his hometown? But
get Big Ute back on TV, man.
Yes, that's the moral of tonight's episode. Where is Yuta? Oh man, yeah. Okay, so overall, what would you rate tonight's show before, yeah, I guess, the go home show to Dynasty?
I thought it was a great go home show. I thought the stuff that they did show to promote the pay per view was good. The little vignettes they showed were all great. I thought all the promos tonight were great. Go figure. This was kind of like the show where not only did trios wrestling excel, it kind of felt like those New Japan shows that are like in between the big shows where they use those like big multi-man matches to hype up the pay-per-view. And I really like that. I hope that they do more stuff like that with Collision.
Yeah, and you get to see more of the talent featured. I feel like the matches are a little bit more exciting. They're a little bit higher stake because there are so many, you know, other players being factored in. This was just great. And I was happy that Nigel was back on commentary because he wasn't there last week, but he brought it to a 12 tonight. Someone in the comments was like, you can't spell McGinnis without you spell it menace or something like that. Jeez.
That's great.
Jeez. All right, Phil, where can our watchers of the show tonight follow you on social media and watch you on Grab City?
You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilDL6. Rewind on it. At PhilDL616. I don't know why I got tongue twisted there. But of course, you can follow me on Twitter there. You can find me every Saturday at noon Eastern time on this very YouTube channel, co-hosting Grapsody with Righteous Reg. And I think that's it. You can follow my writing somewhere in the ether at Bleacher Report somewhere.
Somewhere.
There's clips somewhere. I'm on Bleach Report and I'm other places.
Oh man. Well, make sure that you guys go and follow Phil because he does all great stuff, and definitely give Grapsody a listen and then a follow. So you guys can find me over on Rest Friends. I just uploaded our Windy City Riot vlog. You can see me cheer on Jack Perry. You can see half of Chicago not cheer on Jack Perry. So it was definitely an interesting show. So go on YouTube and check that out. That's WREST Friends. And then every Saturday after Collision, you can find me, Cresta, and Rick all reacting here on the post show on Fightful. So thank you guys so, so much for being with us tonight. Shout outs to Drew for moderating. And we will see you guys next week. Bye, Colliders.